Brent Cobb had his own take on hymns when he was growing up in Georgia.
One of the first songs I ever sang was in Sunday school, and it was "There's a Tear in My Beer" by Hank Williams Sr.
I'd gone to your Sunday school.
My mom was probably not the proudest.
Fast forward a few decades, and the country singer is digging deep into the canon of gospel songs and hymns he grew up with.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church.
Brent Cobb's new album is called And Now Let's Turn to Page.
In the mornings when you're going through the hymnal book, the person who's leading the singing will go, "All right, and now let's turn to page, and, 457, and do the old country church, or whatever it is." So, I thought it was fitting for that, but also because of, let's turn the chapter in this page of life, where we are in the world right now.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Keep me, Jesus, from all wrong.
This is Brent Cobb's recording of Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Legends of country music have covered this one. Willie Nelson, Patsy Cline, Loretta Lynn, Glenn Campbell.
I wasn't intimidated to do it until you just listed all those names who have also recorded.
Sorry, man. Cobb had planned to do a gospel album for years, but when he and his one-year-old son survived a near-fatal car crash, well, he felt more urgency to put those songs out into the world.
We were going through this little rural four-way stop I've been going through my whole life. We went to pull out, and they'd never stopped, and they just T-boned us and hit my side of the truck. My son was also on that side of the truck, thankfully in a rear-facing car seat. It flipped us onto our side, and then we hit the ditch, and we came back up, and all the airbags deployed, and I got out and opened Tuck's door. My son, he reached up for me. He wasn't crying or anything. He was just looking like, what in the world just happened, I could tell he was kind of okay. My collarbone was definitely broken. I didn't know if maybe my back or my hip or something. And I sort of started feeling lightheaded, so I just laid on the ground. When something like that happens, you start thinking of how perfectly lined up everything was for that moment. Like that morning, I had to turn around and go back to the house because I'd forgotten something. And I took a different route that morning. You just kind of start thinking of how everything is, I don't know if it's planned, but what are the odds of that happening at that very moment?
So how does a thing like that leave you?
There's this sense of, maybe in one life we didn't make it in that car accident. We stopped right there, but then maybe we picked up on this other timeline. I don't want to get too out there with all that, but you just start thinking about what we don't really know anything. And I had always had in the back of my mind to make a Southern gospel album, and I didn't know when I would do it, but the wreck also was like, well, anything that I think I have plans for, maybe I should just go ahead and do and quit procrastinating.
I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
So there are all these beautiful classics on the album, but you've got one original song on the record. It's called When It's My Time.
I live my life the way that I want. Some folks agree, other folks don't. I believe in heaven, I believe in love, I believe you can't change the plan made above.
That was definitely inspired by the accident. So it was inspired by a couple things. We do a family gathering since 1989, the day after Thanksgiving every year. And every year, my grandma always likes to be a host, whoever wants to come stay at her house. She likes, she wants to get up and cook biscuits and gravy in the morning and stuff. and in 2020, we thought, well, maybe it's not such a good idea to, put grandma's health at risk.
Because all the COVID lockdowns, yeah.
Yeah, right. And so grandma, the God-fearing lady that she is, she feels like when it's her time, she's going to go. It's not up to her. With that said, Nobody stayed at Grandma's house. And my wife and I, we were just sitting out on the back porch talking about the wreck and talking about Grandma, and that song sort of fell out of the sky. It wrote itself pretty quick.
When is my time? I'm gonna go. There is no reason for me to stay. I did all the dancing. It could have been there. I would have been gone anyway.
How's your son doing, Tuck?
He's doing great. He was completely unscathed by the wreck. He was not worried at all.
Has the feeling that life is ephemeral, right, that it all could end in an instant, has that changed the way you parent at all?
Yeah. I mean, yes and no. I just try to make sure my kids always know to appreciate where they are in their life and who they are. We were pretty poor, you know, and my parents, both blue-collar folks, and we started off in a single wide and then graduated to a double wide, and then now they have themselves a nice little brick home. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to explain this, but all of my friends growing up, I was the only one that had two parents that were together. Like, for some, it was a better thing that their parents split up. It was healthier, you know, for some,
right.
Not
yeah.
So much. My parents both, I believe sincerely, are pretty fond of each other. And I'm just very appreciative of where I'm at in life. I'm thankful to be sitting here with you. I'm thankful to make music for a living. And I'm just kind of, I don't know, it's been a wonderful life.
Brent Cobb, his new album of gospel music is called And Now Let's Turn to Page. Brent, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you, Rachel, for having me.
Oh, for the